understand that nothing derogatory was intended. Therefore, halacha permits making an ambiguous statement. If nothing derogatory is intended, and the unintended meaning of the statement is only mildly derogatory, and the statement is made in the presence of three people, or in the presence... We read this yesterday.
He just touched on the cooking part. You can jump to the other side if you want.
Okay. As an illustration, the early commentators offer the statement, in that house, something is always cooking on the stove. Skip?
You can go to the other side.
Okay. Awakening the accuser. Sifri states that Hashem, as it were, does not want to associate with gossipers and rescue them from troubles. Zohar states, Parsha Shelach, Reb Shimon said, of everything is the Holy One, blessed He be, is forgiving, except for Lashon Hara. The reason for this is perfectly clear. When a Jew speaks Lashon Hara, he causes accusation in heaven toward the Jewish people. In the words of Zohar, in Parshas Pekudei, this sin brings plague, sword, and murder to the world. Woe to those who awaken this evil force, who do not guard their tongues and pay no heed to this. They do not realize that the ways of heaven are reflected of the ways of the world, both for good and for bad. Through evil talk, Satan is aroused to voice accusation against the entire world. A father's great love for his child can impel him to make allowances for the child's bad behavior. When a father is forced to rebuke his child, he does it lovingly with abundant compassion. However, if people come to the father and report that they witnessed how the child quarreled with others over nothing and that he embarrassed and ridiculed his peers, the father will have no alternative but to take strong measures to ensure that his child mends his ways. Hashem loves the Jewish people with a deep, unfathomable love. In the words of the prophet, is Ephraim my most precious son or a delightful child, that whenever I speak of him, I remember him more and more. Therefore, my inner self yearns for him, and I will surely take pity on him. Of course, Hashem is well aware of all that transpires, both in public and in private, as it is written, can a man hide in a hidden place so that I will not see him, says Hashem. Nevertheless, out of his great love for Israel, he is slow to anger and seeks to find merit for his nation. As it is written, he gazes at no iniquity in Yaakov. In his infinite wisdom, Hashem has decreed that his judgment of man reflects the intercessions and accusations of the heavenly angels. When the accuser, for example, Satan, comes before him to relate the sins of his people, then he feels compelled, as it were, to respond. And it is those who speak Lashon Hara who cause the accuser to speak against the Jewish people.